So after hearing from all these politicians and people with a stake in the argument, I thought it would be only fair to hear from someone who disagrees completely.
Who did you get?
Marcy Berry. She's the vice chair of the Libertarian Party of San Francisco.
Libertarians, they don't have a whole lot of pull in local politics.
No, not here. But they do have an interesting perspective. I asked Berry if she thought the government should be involved with legislating healthy lifestyles.
No, at all times, no. Should be left out to parents, to families, to people in charge. It's not, in my opinion, up to the government to address such things. So, say, if someone is obese, why is that person obese? She shouldn't eat that much. I have children. They're not obese. So I don't expect the government to make them thin. I expect myself to guide them.
What about in low-income neighborhoods or so-called food deserts where healthy food isn't as readily available or for financial reasons people can't afford to get healthy food? How can people deal with that without the help from the government?
Were you speaking to someone upper middle class? I would say, yeah, that's a good question. However, I'm not rich. And I came as an immigrant with absolutely nothing. You look at me, I'm not obese. So I think there is an excuse that parents and people use. Oh, there is no food. Oh, there is no... No, we lived in pretty, pretty run-down neighborhoods when I was little. Very run-down. You know, we were immigrants. We never had that problem.
So... obesity rates are rising in this country.
Correct.
Do you think this is a failure of personal responsibility?
People absolutely.
I think that we can both agree that it's still a problem that obesity is as high as it is. I'm just wondering how we can go about, you know, getting people to be more responsible.
You don't get to people to be responsible. One thing that perhaps could be addressed is good education. And of course, you know, you could get me started in public schools and we would have another 3 days of good talk. But it seems like perhaps we could educate people. We could, for instance, say, don't sit in front of the television. You know, look good. You know, go out and run around your block. It's free.
But who's that we?
The parents. Then how about, again, the parents getting involved, the school, the teachers? Just, you know, talking to the kids and saying, this is not healthy. This is what happened. Show them about the same thing that appears in advertising about the lungs all being all black. Show the kids.
Let's talk a little bit about tobacco now.
Okay.
So do you think that the tobacco industry bears any financial responsibility for the damage to society that smoking causes?
No. You know, because in the sense that, you know, you have a business, you want to sell your products. It's up to you to buy it or not. But because we have, and everything is tied together, there's no isolated issues in the world. So we say, okay, we need to have health care. The minute we have health care, you and me pay the taxes to pay for the health care. Then, oh my gosh, people are dropping dead from cancer. Who's going to pay? The government. So we need to increase the taxes. So everything is tied together. And who would we tax? The cigarette companies, of course, because it's like a user fee. By the way, we libertarians do believe in user fees. So if we say, okay, this is a user fee that if you smoke and, well, there is general government-supplied health care, what can you say? We wish there wasn't, but there isn't. There is. And so the user fee is the best we can do.